So we had a great discussion yesterday with Supreme Court Associate Justice Stephen Breyer about his new book, Making Our Democracy Work. And there was a great exchange right at the end of spending a half an hour where we really talked about all kinds of aspects of U.S. democracy. But he left us with this message.
My commercial message is let's restore the teaching of civics to the high schools so that people will, one, the younger generations will know how their government works. They'll know a little bit about history, and they'll understand the importance of participating in the community's life.
Supreme Court Associate Justice Stephen Breyer, you love the tone of a Supreme Court justice, my commercial message. But it's very, very high-minded. And he actually suggested that civic engagement, more public involvement in American politics might be an antidote to the proliferation of money in American politics, voting and public engagement trumping money in American politics today. But did today's high school students recognize the importance of civic engagement? What about teachers? To answer that question, we're joined by Mark Oglesby, a high school government and civics teacher at Howell High School in Howell, Michigan. He's also a 2011 American Civic Education Teacher Award recipient. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Are you in the classroom already?
We are at school. I'm down in an office right now.
I figured. Man, that's dedication. Mark Oglesby is joined by one of his students, Senior Gabe Montesanti. Good morning to you, Gabe.
Good morning.
So, civics, is that an easy A?
Oh, no. I work very, very hard in the class. I mean, it's something I really enjoy, so I strive to get the A, but it's definitely not easy by any means.
But Mark Oglesby, how long have you taught civics at the high school level?
I've been teaching for 19 years, and I've had a government or civics class for all of those years, so 19 years of teaching.
And I suspect you've been in touch with a lot of your students, you know where they end up, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I have many lawyers. I have those that have worked in government that have worked on political campaigns as well. But, you know, I stay in a lot of contact with my students. They even message me saying, I'm sorry, Mr. O, I forgot to vote this year. I didn't get a chance to vote. So they feel bad when they don't. They're excited to when they get the chance to vote and participate.
That's so interesting. So you really have a lot of data about Justice Breyer's suggestion that teaching civics enhances political involvement. Your students are a testimony to that premise.
I would agree. And students, all they want is to be engaged in the classroom as well. They want to be challenged. They want to be able to use their voice and have somebody listen to it. And if we can do that, that's going to encourage them to participate more in once they step outside of the school walls, from a political standpoint, from just a general civics standpoint. You know, if more politicians would actually engage the students and listen to them too, that would bring some excitement about too.
Gabe Montesanti, you're a senior. Have you made your college plans yet?
I haven't. I'm a swimmer, so I'm waiting a little bit longer so that I can try to swim in college, but I haven't narrowed down.
And, good luck to you on all of that. Let's talk about the difference between a politically aware person who would benefit from civics class and a politically maybe obsessed person, someone who wants to run for president. Most Americans are probably closer to the just politically aware side than the actually politically active side. Where do you fall?
I would fall somewhere between. I think I love civics. It's a new passion of mine. Before I had Mr. Oglesby as a teacher, I thought I had my passions mapped out. I thought I knew what I wanted to do in school, but he really redefined what I thought about government and politics. So I definitely think awareness is a part of it, and I'm just starting to open my eyes. And within the last few years, I've really started to try to be more aware, try to be more active, and I'm definitely going to be as well.
Does an involvement in government or knowledge of the political process enhance your ability to pursue your other passions, or do you ditch those other passions and basically go into government?
Well, I definitely won't be ditching any of my passions. I love writing. So I would say that civics has helped me. I've even thought about possibly pursuing a political speechwriter goal for my future. So I think that learning about government, being aware, it's helping me think critically. I need an understanding before I can move on to any passion. So it's definitely very, very vital.
It's Gabe Montesanti, who's a senior at Howell High School in Howell, Michigan. One of Gabe's teachers is Mark Oglesby, who's a high school government and civics teacher at Howell High. So Mark, address for me, or to help me understand how a better civics education would upgrade the political discourse we've seen in this political season on Capitol Hill. And I don't necessarily mean to suggest that the people on Capitol Hill right now aren't high school educated. I'm sure they're all very well educated. But it does seem to me that the partisanship, the inability to compromise, the divisions over issues like the debt ceiling and continuing resolution, budgets for FEMA, all that sort of stuff. How does a civics education at the high school level begin to address that sort of thing? And I guess we're going to have to wait a few years to see if your students can help us out here.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We were actually just talking about that in class the last couple of days. And really, I mean, Madison and the framers, they created a system that was built around compromise, the idea of civil discourse. And that's what he expected. You know, he created this system that made it, that was supposed to be somewhat difficult to pass law, because only good law should come out of that, because there is discussion, there is compromise. On that same vein, former Representative Lee Hamilton from Indiana, he started the Center on Congress. He talked about that, this lack of civil discourse that is going on in Washington, D.C. today, that they're not talking to you. They're not having civil conversation even outside of the chamber with each other. You know, so we need to find ways to engage students, to engage our citizens in a variety of issues. I mean, that's one of the things I do in my class, is we have debates on very controversial issues such as abortion, and they learn the art of civil discourse. You don't have to agree with the other person, but listen to what they say, respect what they have to say, and then have a discussion about it, you know, a nice civil discussion about it.
So high school teacher Mark Oglesby in Howell, Michigan. So Gabe Montesanti, come on, government, what a waste. I mean, in our system, the whole thing could be shut down by just one narrow-minded ideologue who won't stop talking. Why would you want to go there?
Well, I think that I don't know that I necessarily want to go into politics or political science, but I think that it's important for me as a citizen to be informed, to know what's going on, to have an understanding, to have the history, because it is relevant. It's relevant in my life, and I need the actual confidence to develop an opinion that isn't spoon-fed by other people. I need to make my own decision. I need to be active in this. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to be president or I'm going to be a senator. It just means that I need to be an educated citizen.
Well, good luck to you, Gabe Montesanti, senior
at
Howell High. Mark Oglesby, you know, Justice Breyer said at the end of our conversation yesterday that he didn't want to influence the political process. I'm not buying it. Civics education influences the political process, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. And you just look at Justice O'Connor, you know, her iCivics program trying to influence that as well. She wants to influence. She wants students to think. She wants people
influence.
To understand what they have to do.
So, in a good way.
She definitely wants to influence it.
Fantastic. Mark Oglesby, a high school government and civics teacher at Howell High School in Howell, Michigan. You can hear the whole interview that we did with these two folks by going to thetakeaway.org, and also listen back to the interview we did yesterday with Associate Justice Stephen Breyer of the U.S. Supreme Court. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.